I think it's a privilege to call yourself just, and it's something that you have to earn.
People who knew Tom before he was fully brainwashed say that he was a sweet and loving person, and he's turned into something else.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movie.
I've never agreed with psychiatry. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance. There's ways of vitamins and through exercise.
7-month-old Suri Cruz was left crying on the floor of a bathroom with neither her parents showing any concern.
They believe that children can handle a lot of responsibility.
Tom Cruise is actually the head of G now.
Let's get into it.
Hey there, ever wondered how to take your business to the next level? Let me tell you about a game changer, Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that supports you at every stage of your business journey. Whether you are just starting out, expanding to your first physical store, or hitting major milestones, Shopify has the tools you need to succeed. From selling homemade candles to skincare you've put your heart and soul into, Shopify's versatile platform and in-person POS system have you covered. They have the tools you need to build your dream online store. So are you ready to experience Shopify's magic? Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Sloan. Get started using my link below. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this episode, and enjoy.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome to the Let's Get Into It podcast. We're going to be talking about Tom Cruise today. He is a beloved actor, but an interesting man. And he has a lot of controversies under his belt, like his connections to Scientology, his past relationships, and how he is a cruel father. And there's also just bizarre stories about this man, which is why I wanted to start by talking about blind items, specifically this rumor that has been going on for years about Tom Cruise and a fish. I'm just gonna just start off with that. Now, just so you guys don't go in fully blind into these blind items, supposedly he likes to F fish. Like, open up the mouth of a fish, stick his wiener in it, and F a fish, and then get rid of it. Which I feel like I've heard a lot of things. I think being an adult raised by the internet as a child, that I learned a lot, but I never heard a fish. We're gonna have to censor that, but fish effing, who does that? Here's one blind item, which a blind item is typically a piece of gossip that comes from an anonymous source. Usually they're vetted. I don't know about these, but they write, I'm originally from California, but I've been in a language immersion program in blank for the past 18 months. Yesterday I was doing my weekly shopping when I saw an A-list, mostly movie actor over at the fish counter. He was wearing a mask, actually two, one on top of the other. other, but I knew it was him. They claimed that he had security with him and he actually was filming in the city. But he purchased a whole sea bass, but requested they not wrap it up for him. He then took the fish into the men's room, was in there for about 10 minutes, and when he came out, he no longer had the fish. I don't know what he was doing with it, but it's effing weird. I would agree. Also, that doesn't sound, like, allowed. Like, when I'm in the grocery store, I already feel, like, kind of awkward just, like, opening a bag of chips and, like, eating it before I buy it, you know? Like, oh, the other day, though, I had, like, my blood sugar, you know, I'm not a health expert. Something was off, and I was in the grocery store. I was like, I need to open this Diet Coke, or I'm going to pass out. So, that's the furthest I would go, taking a fish into the bathroom. I mean, I feel like security would stop you, but if you have your own security, like, do you think, like, you know, the Ralph's, like, security is going to go and stop, like, this man with much bigger and, like, professional security guards? They probably just let him take the fish to the bathroom and were, you know, questioning themselves. But that's not the only account we have of this. I wouldn't just say, like, oh, we're going to talk about this fish moment and give you one story. This person writes, I can't believe we're doing this. What are we doing? I'm so glad you guys are here, though. I believe I know who the fish bathroom guy is. I think it's this A-list, mostly movie actor, because I witnessed him doing something similar in 2016. He was at a supermarket in LA. Oh my gosh, he had been wearing sunglasses, but it was definitely him based on his nose and his bodyguard next to him. I mean, being in LA, it could be any celebrity, but it looked like Tom Cruise. This person was at the fish part of the grocery store, and they claim that Tom was looking at every fish, like, in the batch, carefully examining every fish the guy placed on the scale. Finally, he settled on one, not sure what kind it was, though. The actor requested the man not to wrap it up, so that's actually the reason why I followed him. I thought maybe they were filming a movie or something, or they needed an emergency prop. Oh, that's a good guess. He went into the men's room with the fish and the bodyguard, but I stayed outside, afraid of appearing to be some, like, I guess, fan following a celebrity to the bathroom. Although, when they opened the door to the restroom, I could see there was not a film crew inside. I waited, like, 5 minutes pretending to shop, and then you went into the bathroom, and there was no fish. I was curious, and I went and found the fish in the garbage, wrapped in a massive amount of paper towels, and then I left. Ew. I'm trying to think, like, would I wait around and go and look in a bathroom after? I mean, maybe if I saw a fish go, no, that just seems like, wait, I just don't have enough time for that. But what a weird story. Also, weird. It was, like, wrapped in a bunch of paper towels. Like, it's giving the guilt, embarrassment, like, trying to hide what he did. Ew. Here's another blind item all the way from China. They say, I worked for a fresh meat counter at a supermarket in Beijing, which was next to the seafood counter. One day in 2013 or May 2014, I saw this man order a fish, and there was two other men around him, like bodyguards in their sunglasses and black clothing. It was allegedly Tom Cruise. I did not see what fish he got, but he was walking away from the counter and it was not wrapped. This guy was confused because he's like, okay, so is the guy going to eat the fish? Because, like, wouldn't you want it wrapped and clean if you're going to go and eat it? At closing, my superior said that there was a fish, a pompano. I guess that's the kind of fish. Let's put a pompano on the screen. I guess that's Tom Cruise's kind. In the rubbish bin. I told her what I saw, and the superior said she saw the same thing the day prior. Wait, so he was going to this, like, was he working in China back in 2013, 2014? Here's another blind item that comes from Canada, and apparently this friend's, like, cousin saw the actor and was trying to, like, get pictures of them. They were, like, kind of like a celeb chaser back then. And they saw the actor go to the store and have their driver go out while the actor stayed in. Apparently the actor looked anxious. Tom was looking anxious. Like, he was sort of bouncing up and down in his seat. The driver came back only with a white paper bag in his hand, which he started unwrapping before he even got the door open. It was some sort of whole fish. The actor, Tom Cruise, rolled down his window just far enough to grab the fish, but was unable to see what he did with it because the driver got in and they quickly sped away. Interesting. I mean, the bodyguards must be in on it. Now, it's interesting that last blind item brought up Tom exhibiting some anxiety, like being jumpy in the car, because other items say the same thing. Like this item, quote, "This was my first time ever as an extra, and I was actually told I was lucky because I got to get more glimpses of the actors than most extras do. I noticed this A-list, mostly movie actor, seemed jumpy, sort of like he was on something. He was like bouncing on the balls of his feet. He wears specifically made shoes with really thick soles, by the way. I'm good at reading lips because I have partial hearing loss, and that's getting worse as I age. And as the shoot was ending, I was on the other side of the street from him, so I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I read his lips, and he kept saying something about fish. He said the word at least 3 times. Now, I love a good fish, you know, cooked fish. Like, that will bring down my nerves, but it seems like this fish might be a coping thing for some stress. Here's another one. "I saw this A-list mostly movie actor in Boston in 2009. I did not read your blog, but my friend does, and I'm writing you on her advice. I worked in the North End, basically Boston's Little Italy, at the time, and the actor came into my store and asked if we sold whole fish. I told him no, we're a small shop. We only had a limited selection of fillets, and he became agitated and asked if I knew where he could buy a whole fish. I directed him to a store around the corner and he left in a huff. It was weird and it happened so quickly I didn't have time to process it." It makes me question, like, what his relationship to fish is like. Like, does he eat the fish? Does he fish for the fish? Like, is he hunting the fish? I guess he doesn't have any romantic bond because he throws them in the trash after, but here's another item. "I think I know the identity of fish lover. Back in 2015-2016, I worked at a pet store in Georgia. A friend of mine worked the registers and would assist in the live animal department. One day, that friend came up in tears and said that A-list actor, Tom Cruise, flipped on her. He had come into the store about 10 minutes prior and had begun inquiring about fish. He wanted to purchase a plecotomus, which is a type of sucker mouth catfish." A sucker mouth catfish. I guess that's what he wants. "That can grow to 24 inches long, and he said he wanted the biggest one we had. My friend showed him the common plecos we had, which grow to be the largest, but none of them were about 6 inches longer. So they just had baby fish, but he wants a whole fish, like one that you'd buy at a supermarket. He then began demanding that one was at least 20 inches long, and my friend told him that we just did not have that size," which this is interesting because this time he's looking for a live fish. "I guess he ended up having a tantrum and whining how he needed the fish now, and he stormed out and said that he'd be considering a lawsuit." Oh, wow. Interesting. Hey there, ever wondered how to take your business to the next level? Let me tell you about a game changer, Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that supports you at every stage of your business journey. Whether you are just starting out, expanding to your first physical store, or hitting major milestones, Shopify has the tools you need to succeed. From selling homemade candles to skincare you've put your heart and soul into, Shopify's versatile platform and in-person POS system have you covered. Turn online browsers into buyers with Shopify's top converting checkout, and streamline your efforts with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered helper. Everybody's been talking about AI lately, and Shopify is on it. They have the tools you need to build your dream online store. So are you ready to experience Shopify's magic? Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Sloan. Whether you are a beginner or a seasoned entrepreneur, Shopify is here to support your growth. Get started using my link below. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this episode, and enjoy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now, there's just one more blind item I want to leave you guys with, and this one is alleged. It reads, I think with the recent revelation that this foreign-born permanent A-list group teens with fish, it will not be long before we hear more stories about the relationship between the A-list actor and fish, which is talking about Tom Cruise and, I guess, Led Zeppelin. Now, I don't know, like, what Tom and Led have done together to go and harm teens with fish, but there, I think there's, like, enough smoke where there is definitely some fire. At least a candle is burning over there that signifies that he has some love for fish. That, you know, I love fish so much, but I feel like I can't even eat a fish right now. I had, like, really, I love a good branzino, a halibut, like a halibut, a little pesto, a halibut or something. Ooh, I should make that next week. Yeah. Also, Valentine's Day is coming up soon, so maybe I'll have fish. Maybe I'll hold off till then, and I can, like, by that point, I can get over, like, the Tom Cruise situation. But let's get into more uncomfortable things. I know that we, like, started with the worst, but, like, there's still more to this guy. And honestly, it's insane that he's just respected as, like, a top actor when there are so many disturbing parts of his life. Much of Hollywood can't stand slumber. Much of over the years, the actor has amassed numerous skeletons in his closet, and much of the controversy can be linked back to his ties with the Church of Scientology. I'm just going to call it the church throughout this video because we're not supposed to use the S word on YouTube. So we're going to just call it the church, but we're talking about the Church of Science. So a founding member of the church said that Tom Cruise is very similar to the leader of the church because they both are rather absorbed by themselves and intensely so. You don't want to look at them the wrong way or say anything wrong. You definitely don't want to seem better than them in any way. You have to be very careful around them. Which sounds like, is that narcissism? Is that egotistical? I mean, it sounds like a little bit of both.
This A-list comedy director hosted an event and joked about the permanent A-lister stunts like ads for the controversial organization. He's right. The permanent A-lister thinks he has immortality and can avoid injury and death because of his level. She's so weird. One day, though, things can go horribly wrong and painkillers are not an option. That is Judd Apatow and Tom Cruise. The related headline is my favorite. After mocking him for his height, Judd Apatow's advice for Tom Cruise, you're 60. Calm down.
Now, we'll get into the church and a little bit more on how that has dictated his life, but I want to go into his early acting career. Like when Tandiwe Newton said that it was a nightmare working with Tom Cruise on Mission Impossible 2. Tandiwe holds nothing back in an interview covering her nearly three decades of working as an actress, and she gets brutally honest. She said, I was so scared of Tom. He was a very dominant individual. He tries super hard to be a nice person, but the pressure, he takes on a lot. And I think he has this sense that only he can do everything as best as it can be done. So that kind of feeds into the, you know, he's better than everyone else. That sick mentality. She remembers the time she got angry with Tom during a filming of a night scene in which their characters were to have an intense confrontational moment together. Tom was not happy with her performance during the scene in question and got so frustrated that he made them switch roles so he could act out what he wanted from her performance in front of her. Ooh, interesting. So that's like kind of, you know, he's telling her that he's a better actor and played her role. Remembered her lines. We filmed the entire scene with me being him because, believe me, I knew the lines by then and him playing me. And it was the most unhelpful. I can't think of anything less revealing. It just pushed me further into a place of terror and insecurity. It was a real shame and bless him. And I really do mean bless him, because he was trying his damnedest. She was not appreciative. She said he wasn't horrible. It was just he was really stressed, which I wonder why he is so stressed. Like, maybe it's part of the church relationship. This isn't the first time we've heard that Tom Cruise has been difficult to work with on set, and he's been known to have his meltdowns.
It's funny hearing him speak so impassionedly about saving an entire industry on the set of Miss Impossible 7.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies.
What I love is the idea that that show, somebody recorded that on one day, but I think he probably has a rant like that every single day. Yeah. And the crew are just going like, oh, Tom's doing his shouting match. Just let him go.
Every single night! Okay, so I don't want to like jump into the church. We're going to jump into the church, but I want to recognize that the church bases itself on like the prophecy that it will make you a better person. It will help your emotions and you handle your lifestyle. This man having these blowouts and this anxiety and taking fish and, you know, why isn't the church helping him if they help people so much? Like, it just sounds like an intense, like, therapy to be a part of that church. So why is he so, you know, bonkers? Tom Cruise has been accused of using slave labor in the past. Over the past decade, numerous ex-members of the church have accused the church of gross misconduct. Tom Cruise is not free of blame. In fact, the former inspector general said in 2011 that he has secret emails that prove that there is a slave labor force. And actually, these employees, who really aren't employees because they're not getting paid, were forced to build a luxury bus as a gift for Tom Cruise. Then in 2013, 15 ex-church members signed affidavits in which they claimed that Tom Cruise repeatedly took advantage of members of the church and paid them $1 an hour to carry out a whole slew of jobs for him. So of course he's part of this church because he can act like a king being part of it, and he's at like the high level. A former member claimed that the leader told him to do specific projects relating to Tom Cruise back in 2004, like complete a renovation of his home in Beverly Hills. He was also reportedly ordered to oversee the construction of a large custom motorhome for Tom Cruise over a 5-month period, and to assist in the customization and construction of a special limousine. So they really like to treat him probably like royalty to keep him around, because he's like super important in Hollywood, and to have them, you know, have this man on their side only makes them more legitimate. It also seems like there was another member who had to locate other church members for Tom Cruise's household staff to cover positions of nanny, cook, and maid. The documents also allege that anyone who did not follow orders was met with inhumane punishments, such as being locked in a bamboo cage, people. How is this real? You guys have probably heard of Leah Remini if you've heard of the church before, because she did a big special kudos to her, because she really started a lot of this church's exposés. Leah went from a proud member to a whistleblower when she left the church in 2013. In 2018, she told the Daily Beast that the church members are told that Tom Cruise is saving the world single-handedly, so he is considered a deity within the church. The actress went on to claim that Tom is very aware of the abuses that go on in the church, and he's been a part of it, adding that she's been told by senior executive members who were there that the leader and Tom constantly threaten the staff. The leader would tell them that they would bring Tom Cruise to Gold Base to kick their families behinds. Leah also told the outlet that there was an instance where the actor personally punished a high-ranking member of the church on some orders. Now, I don't know what that means, that he was like personally taking it into his own hands, but I'm assuming that it caused like physical harm. Like, he wanted to do the torturing, and it makes sense, because remember, nobody can do it like Tom Cruise can. So if he wants it done the right way, the Tom way, then he's going to go and do it himself, which I can't imagine being like tortured by him because of some weird like disagreement within this like cult. And actually, this cult, this church, I mean, it's really a cult, has been known known to be to blame for his divorces. Once upon a time, Tom was married to Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes. One high-ranking church member who has left the church actually alleged that there was someone employed at the church who was there to facilitate the breakup between Nicole and Tom. And that was because Nicole Kidman wasn't a believer in the church, so they had someone at the church assigned to causing them to split up. Now, maybe Nicole was able to avoid the church, but Katie Holmes seemed to get sucked up because she did an interview with W Magazine, and during the interview, she had a church chaperone with her, who prompted Katie with phrases about how much she adored Tom Cruise when she seemed to fumble for words. So literally, these people, these chaperones, are there to make sure she says the right thing, because they want absolute control.
One of the most bizarre and awkward celebrity interviews I've ever read is Katie Holmes' 2005 interview with W Magazine, where she somehow avoids answering every question about her relationship with Tom Cruise by blindly complimenting her relationship with Tom Cruise. Let's dive into it. She's first asked, "Do you worry that this might be a rebound romance for either of you?" She responds by saying, "I've never met anyone like Tom." That's it. There's no elaboration there. That is her answer. Then she's asked, "Did you learn anything in your previous relationship that has been a benefit to this one?" She says, "Tom is the most incredible man in the world." Once again, one sentence. I don't see how that answers the question.
It doesn't answer the question because they don't want any questions answered, because they, as a church, believe that they are at a higher power. They've got some knowledge that we just can't even access. We can never even understand because they're above us. So, you know, the church is actually really close to where I mean, it's on the Walk of Fame. And I've thought before, like, what if I walked, like, I mean, I would not do this, so don't worry, guys, I'm not going to. But I thought, like, what if I walked in? Because, you know, I've got influence and things, so, like, if they had me, like, would they eat me up? Like, would they be, like, all about it and, like, kiss my ass? Or, like, would they, like, because of what I do, would they think, like, I would be there to expose them? I don't know. But it's interesting, like, how they value certain people, and they, like, will value them until they decide whether you're a believer or not a believer, which I guess is, like, are you vulnerable enough to, you know, their manipulation will work, or are you not? And then they will dismiss you or not. And, you know, Nicole Kidman, they could tell that she was not going to listen to them. Leah Remini actually said that the church used confidential counseling sessions to bring a wedge between Tom and his wife Nicole, because Nicole did not want to be part of the church anymore. Eventually, the couple split in 2001, and when their divorce was finalized, Nicole Kidman went viral for leaving her lawyer's office in utter bliss. Probably so happy to be out of that. Jump to 2006, Tom Cruise marries Katie Holmes, and actually the leader of the church is his best man. But come 2012, the actress is blindsided by Tom filing for divorce and seeking sole custody of their daughter, Suri. While their split may not have been a direct outcome of the church, like the fallout between him and Nicole Kidman, it appears that it was that pushed Katie away. When Tom was asked during a deposition if Katie had filed for divorce to protect Suri from the cult, he conceded that was one of the assertions. Yes. So Katie was, you know, aware of how... And she actually wanted to leave the marriage as well. Katie Holmes had planned the divorce for 2 years in order to make sure she would retain custody of the couple's daughter, Suri. She had to orchestrate a whole thing with, like, burner phones and secret laptops and lawyers and multiple stays. She had that all done. So she had a master plan of making sure that this cult would not take her daughter away from her, and that Tom could not win at the end of the day because he is very powerful. So she went on for 2 years and planned all of this. That's probably why he filed for divorce very quickly when he just found out her plan. Katie wanted to save her daughter from this church.
At the wedding reception, Leah Remini says the plaintive cries of a child could be heard by everyone. It was 7-month-old Suri Cruz, who Remini says was left crying on the floor of a bathroom, with neither her parents nor the other guests showing any concern.
Baby Suri only stopped crying after Remini says she convinced somebody to pick up the baby and give her a bottle of warm milk. I spoke with former psychologist Lori Hodson.
They believe that children are spiritual beings and that they can handle a lot of responsibility, but I've never heard of that at such a young age as an infant.
Now, one thing that's great about Leah Remini is that she has not gone easy on David, the leader of the church, or Tom Cruise. He's pretty much second, like, in line to lead this cult, which scares me. Leah actually shared this retweet on her Twitter, and in this post, they really are dragging Tom, because Tom is still a working actor. Claire Headley writes, "Glad all you Top Gun fans are enjoying the new movie. Personally, recent posts about this new movie only serve to remind me of Tom Cruise and his extreme crimes against humanity. Extreme, you may think, destroying families is a crime against humanity. Ask yourself, when is the last time Tom talked to his only biological daughter, Suri? He doesn't. Remember Katie Holmes and her extreme efforts to break free from his and the church's control?" She continues, "Tom Cruise promotes a dangerous cult that destroyed my family too. The same cult that almost cost me my marriage and my life. The same cult that forced me to have two abortions, oh my gosh, which I fled from in 2005 with the clothes on my back and $200 in my pocket, to which they tracked me down across state lines and tried to prevent my escape. Thank God they failed. So no, I will not watch this movie or ever support or approve of this scam of a man. Trust me, Tom Cruise knows exactly who he's supporting and what's going on in that organization. I worked with him while I was there. No doubt my post will likely disappear with the Facebook algorithms. I feel better saying it nonetheless." So that's how I feel about this video too, girl. Can't say the S word. Which makes me wonder, like, does YouTube have, like, I mean, I think they've infiltrated every aspect, like the government, you know, the entertainment industry. There's a lot of them everywhere and a lot of different kinds of people. This person wrote, "When I saw what he did to Katie Holmes and how she literally had to plan her and her daughter's escape from him and his cult and control, I lost all respect for Tom Cruise. I will not support him at all by watching his movies or contributing to his net worth." Leah Remini said that she was given psychological punishments and detained for 4 months at the church for asking questions about the missing wife of the church leader, David. So David's, I guess, wife went missing. Is that another video? A source talked about the current volatile situation and how Tom Cruise would be involved in this ordeal. Quote, "I think that Leah will call Tom to be a witness. She claims that she was abused after his wedding. So why wouldn't she call him? He's a part of this." And that's because she actually went on to go and sue, you know, the church for harassment and everything they've done to her. So, I mean, if she gets it into court, then, I mean, Tom may have to come on as a witness.
"For 6 years, I tried to stay in. I was being punished. I was considered an enemy. And then they started to work on my family. They told us not to talk to each other. And I said, well, this doesn't work for us anymore."
Do you think he will ever leave the church?
I hope so, because people who knew Tom before he was fully brainwashed say that he was a sweet and loving person, and he's turned into something else, something unrecognizable to people who have known him.
Now, Leah has done a lot of talking about Tom Cruise. I mean, I guess she spent a lot of time with him, and in her memoir, she said that he would shout at assistants while baking cookies. She said on one occasion she saw Tom Cruise shouting at assistants because he wanted to make cookies but couldn't find the prepackaged cookie dough, which also, like, okay, you know, people are allowed to yell sometimes. But I guess he probably really yelled at them, and that's why it's stuck in our memory. He said, "Guys, where's the cookie stuff? God damn it. Can I just get the stuff for cookies, guys? Get in the effing present time. That's what you need to do." Now, I think the cookies are probably the least of my concerns out of this video. I do get concerned with how much the church is involved in his life. I mean, watching them tear apart his relationships. And supposedly now the church, like, calls people on to audition as the role of his wife. Like, now they're doing a casting call. Like, if you want to be his wife, we will interview you and see if you're worthy. I guess there's a story reported by Vanity Fair, and they allege that Shelley Miscavige, the wife of the leader, David, was tasked with finding an ideal girlfriend for Tom Cruise. Quote, "Keeping Tom Cruise happy is a priority for the church. When Tom is in need of a new love interest, the church reportedly recruited a young member for the job. They gave her a makeover to Tom's specifications, and then the church actually broke up with her for him when he was tired of her." So not only did they hire a young girl to be his, like, you know, a member of the church, obviously, to be his girlfriend, they changed her to his liking. And then when he got tired of her, the church let her know that she will be, you know, no longer needed. When this ex-girlfriend told a friend what happened to her, the church reportedly sentenced her to months of mental labor and punishment. Supposedly, when the audition took place, all these actresses who were already members of the group thought they were getting together for an audition for a training film. But instead, they were asked questions like, "What do you think of Tom Cruise?" Actually, an actress named Nazanin
Bondi, I'm sorry if I'm butchering that, was actually chosen as a front runner. Supposedly, she went through daily audits for months and was forced to disclose everything about herself, including every detail of her sex life, to the church, I guess, to get approved for Tom. She was eventually chosen to go on a date with Tom in November 2004, but not before reportedly being told to remove her braces, darken her hair, and to break up with her boyfriend. She also had to sign a number of confidentiality agreements, but their romance fell apart very quickly 2 months later in January 2005. Reportedly, he broke up with her because she just didn't have enough power, like enough influence to be his girlfriend. Around the same time this was going on, Tom actually fired his longtime Hollywood publicist, allegedly because she told him to stop talking about the church so much when he was on, you know, publicity tours, like talking about his movies. But because she told him not to talk about his church and his true passion, he fired her and brought on his sister, who's part of the church, to manage his image instead. As Tom became more and more involved in the church, the media started to pick up on it and talk about it and talk about how bizarre it was. And he tried to defend it, but it seemed like he was just so defensive against everyone's criticism. So he didn't really sell it to anyone. Like, he didn't make the church seem more likable. I mean, quite the opposite.
I think it's a privilege to call yourself a just, and it's something that you have to earn. And because he just does. He or she has the ability to create new and better realities and improve conditions. Being a psychologist, you look at someone and you know absolutely that you can help them. Being a psychologist, when you drive past an accident, it's not like anyone else. As you drive past, you know you have to do something about it because you know you're the only one that can really help.
You know you could be the only one to help. That's that weird mentality where it's like they are just inherently better than us. I mean, so much better that he's tried to brainwash some of his other children. I mean, Katie Holmes really saved their daughter by avoiding the church and them, like, you know, sharing custody. Because when Tom and Nicole Kidman were married, they adopted two children, Isabella and Connor. And when they split, Tom did his best to convince them to cut their mother out of their lives. Quote, Tom made the decision to disconnect from Nicole and have his children disconnected, claiming that Isabella and Connor were not given a choice about the church or school or disconnecting from their mother. They added that Tom brainwashed them and that in their eyes, Nicole is what, you know, their church calls a meat body. She's not really their mother. She's just a bad person. They added that those kids have grown up without choices. They're being used as leverage for the church, and it's not right. Which is insane to me because this guy is seriously the worst father. Actually, in 2018, R Online reported that Connor was being groomed to be the perfect church member while living in a hotel that the organization owned that's under constant surveillance. Quote, they'll have him on course and doing some auditing. He can't go out and party and drink. He'll be on vitamins and juices. As for Isabella, she was starring in a promotional video for the church, encouraging members to intern as auditors at the church's London branch. Quote, I became that annoying girl in the org who would just talk endlessly about how incredible training is and how phenomenal the internship is. Thank you to my dad for everything, Isabella says. Now, just a quick mention of Leah Remini. I mean, I know she says that Tom was known to be a sweet guy before he became brainwashed, and maybe that's true, like, bless her heart, but there are some things that he has done and said that are just, like, straight up, like, he's a jerk. Like the time he criticized Brooke Shields' battle with postpartum depression. In 2005, she revealed that when she gave birth to her daughter in 2003, she had to use therapy and antidepressants to cope with postpartum. I have never been pregnant. I never will be pregnant. And I don't know what that would feel like. And it's something I feel like I have no opinion on. Like, of course, I would be supportive of, like, someone going through postpartum depression because as a man, how could I know better? But what's the theme of this video, guys? Tom Cruise, he knows better. For whatever reason, Tom Cruise felt like he wanted to comment on the matter, and he said that when someone says medication has helped them, it's to cope. It ain't cure anything. There is no science. There is nothing that can cure them whatsoever. I care about Brooke Shields because I think she's a talented woman, but look at where her career has gone. Ooh. Psychiatry is a pseudoscience, and all that medication does is mask the problem. It's so interesting that he calls this a pseudoscience, like actual medicine and like neurotransmitters in the brain, because like he is participating in a true pseudoscience, if you even want to call it science.
Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people, mm-hmm. Okay, against their will.
of drugging children with them not knowing the effects of these drugs. Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? All it does is mask the problem, Matt. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance. So postpartum is ways of vitamins and through exercise.
I mean, I wish vitamins and exercise would solve all my problems, but it doesn't. Brooks said that comments like those made by Tom Cruise are a disservice to mothers everywhere. If any good can come from Tom's ridiculous rant, let's hope that it gives much needed attention to a serious disease. She adds that Tom should stick to saving the world from aliens and let women who are experiencing postpartum depression decide what treatment options are best for them. Go ahead, Brooke Shields. It's like, that's what's right. You know, I'm a man. I'm not here to tell you guys, like, as a, same thing with, like, not to get, like, off topic, but you guys know, like, abortion, things like, I understand people can have feelings about it, but I also recognize, like, I'm a man. I'll never be in that position. Like, why would I, like, how could I say no? Like, you know, it's just so bizarre to me. Like, Tom, you have no authority there. And I feel like he really thinks he's a great guy, even though he has done terrible things and he's a terrible father. I mean, his other two children may be stars in his mind, but his daughter, Suri, I guess, is just another meat body. That's what they call people who are not part of the church. And he absolutely abandoned his daughter, Suri Cruz. Now, in 2012, Tom actually filed a $50 million lawsuit against Brower Media for articles about him abandoning his daughter, so he does not like that narrative. However, during a 2013 deposition, he was forced to admit that he didn't see his daughter for over 100 days in 2012 due to work. Jump to 2016, and Touch reported that the number has grown over to 1,000 days. A source told the magazine that Tom uses his film commitments as an excuse, but the truth is, it doesn't hold much weight with Suri anymore. They went on to cite the church's disconnection policy, which allegedly discourages members from having ties to former members. Quote, he's disconnected from Katie, and because of that, Suri. Since she has a connection to her mother, like a daughter would, he's not allowed to talk to her, and he hasn't seen her since she was 7 years old.
I know the policies of the church, when somebody like Katie leaves, that Katie Holmes is considered a suppressive person by the church and is to be shunned. That would be the same for her daughter. I would hate to see him continue to give up real relationships for something that is not good and that is not decent.
I think at the end of the day, we can all agree that he has no moral compass. And at least if he did, the church has completely soiled it. I mean, this man compared acting to fighting in war. During his 2013 deposition, when he filed that lawsuit against the media company for saying that he abandoned his daughter, even though he did, he said that shooting on location is just as grueling as serving a tour of duty. A lawyer was quoted saying that your counsel has publicly equated your absence from Suri for these extended periods of time as being similar to someone fighting in Afghanistan. Are you aware of that? The actor is quoted as responding that he didn't hear the Afghanistan line, but that's what it feels like. And certainly on his last movie, it was brutal. It was brutal. Okay, so being an actor is, I guess, as difficult as being a soldier who is at war. Make it make sense. Of course, his lawyer claims that the, you know, remarks were taken out of context, but people slammed him because even that lawyer clarified and said, like, you know, you're saying Tom, but Tom laughed and said, yeah, that's what it feels like. So he really is just a jerk. And I feel like when I see Tom Cruise laughing, I need to be running, because when this man laughs, it's out of like pure evil. Like, it's, and I usually don't think people are actually, like, you know, inherently evil, but there's something truly evil about this man. I mean, in 1999, Tom Cruise laughed while recounting a story where he restricted oxygen for a passenger on a plane. During an appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman in 1999, Tom recalled a moment where he restricted oxygen for a passenger when flying to Colorado. According to Tom, he and his co-pilot, as well as a passenger, were using oxygen masks because they were flying at a high altitude. However, Tom said that as soon as he realized that he did not have enough oxygen to stay alert at that altitude, he then said that he decided to turn off the oxygen mask for the passengers so they could continue their journey. This caused the audience and Tom Cruise to laugh. As he continued telling the story of how the passenger passed out due to lack of oxygen, Tom kept laughing. David Letterman was confused and asked, but honestly, looking at it from the other direction, isn't that attempted manslaughter? You just turned off a guy's oxygen. You're lucky you're not doing time, for the love of God. I guess this passenger did not pass away, but they passed out, and, like, you know, not having oxygen, that's so serious. I feel like, why don't you just use the oxygen left to get somewhere on the ground, like wherever that shall be?
Find this airplane that we had to go on oxygen, and I realized that we couldn't stay at that altitude on oxygen. I had to descend because I didn't have enough oxygen. Mm-hmm. So I had a passenger in the back. So we figured out, you know, me and the co-pilot, that if we turned the oxygen off in the back guy, that we could make it at this altitude. You know, it wasn't dangerous or anything, you know.
So, now, what happened when you turned his oxygen off?
He was very quiet. He felt...
Something so sick about that story. I would never trust that man because he'll always put himself first because he thinks he's the best. In 2005, Tom Cruise shocked everyone by jumping on a couch on the Oprah Winfrey Show. It was so weird. He was talking about his new relationship with Katie Holmes and, you know, he was extremely excited throughout the program and just acting bonkers, just completely weird. At one point, he jumped on the couch in the middle of the conversation next to Oprah and just like, it made everyone obviously feel weird, but it's also like, he's so, you know, exuberant about this love that it almost just doesn't seem genuine at all.
This is interesting, Tom. We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before?
You are gone.
Thing. Are you sleeping?
Care.
Are you getting
no.
enough sleep?
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not going to pretend.
I can see you're not. You know, Katie once told 17 Magazine. Yes.
If I was Oprah, I'd be so uncomfortable. I mean, Oprah is known for being the big so uncomfortable. I mean, personality. So to have that person so over the top, it's just like, you know, tone it down, man. In 2002, Tom Cruise's former manager recalled that the actor once refused to speak to a waitress because he was still in character. So being rude to service staff because you are still in character. That's your excuse? Okay, you know, theater kid, like, turned just, you know, the worst nightmare. His former manager, Eileen, said once they were at a restaurant and a waitress recognized him, but he refused to talk to her because he had a role in a movie and he was still playing this, like, soldier military guy. The waitress asked him, "Aren't you one of the actors?" And then I guess Tom was upset that she'd recognized him. Tom said to us, "Please tell her not to ask me any questions. I'm still in character." She also said that Tom had a terrible temper. I guess when he was 19 years old, he was in a bunch of teen magazines for his birthday, and he screamed, "I don't want to be in teen magazines." I guess he considered himself an adult, not a teenager at the time. Again, that superiority complex. Now, of course, because Tom is so high in the church, he's tried to convince other people to join, and he's also made it very well known in the industry that he's a part of this group. Actually, Gerard Carmichael made a dig at the church on a award show, the Golden Globes, when he said that he got these three awards for the safety of Shelley, the leader's wife, who we've not seen in a long time. He joked that the awards belonged to Tom and that he returned them to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association back in 2021 after the organization was exposed for its lack of diversity. However, things took an awkward turn when Gerard continued and suggested that the awards could be exchanged for the safety of Shelley, this woman who's been missing. She hasn't been seen publicly in years, and I don't know what she could be up to, but this guy's, like, wife is just missing in action. Shelley Miskovich hasn't been seen publicly since 2007. She's still supposedly alive, and she's married to the church's leader, David. So maybe we need a whole video on Shelley. Let me know in the comments below. In 2013, there was two missing persons reports filed in the LAPD over Shelley's disappearance, including one by Leah Remini. But the LAPD confirmed at the time that it had seen and spoke to Shelley, and she was not missing. On November 10th, 2022, Leah shared an update into her personal investigation. In 2013, the LAPD detectives went to Shelley's and personally made contact with her and her attorney. Detectives found her to be alive and safe. We don't have any real updates from, like, you know, recent, but I guess 10 years ago, damn.
You want more? I'll give you more. Who else noticed this moment described in this next Golden Globes blind item? The host told a great joke slash made a great comment about the celebrity cult, but everyone was scared to be seen laughing in the room for fear of retaliation, not just from the cult, but the actor at who the comments were directed. And that was directed at Tom Cruise about G. My conspiracy theory is that David Miscavige is really dead and or on a ventilator, and Tom Cruise is actually the head of G now.
Now, because Gerard was so brave making those comments at the Golden Globes, people started to look into, you know, Tom Cruise some more. And people came across this old clip where Seth Rogen claimed that Tom Cruise tried to convince him to join the church. Looking back, Seth said that he was initially confused by the wording of Tom's comments and asked himself in the moment whether the actor was saying something good or bad. He went on to say that this was followed by a very loaded moment in which Tom appeared to take a more serious tone, asking the pair to hear him out. Seth was with a friend. They were listening to what Tom had to say. They couldn't really tell if he was coming from a good place or not, but they heard him out and they dodged a bullet.
So yeah, we met with him for hours, and not a few hours into the meeting, he goes, this stuff comes up, how weird he's looked in the press lately.
But he said, what you said in your book was fascinating. He said, the press is trying to make me look crazy because I'm costing the pharmaceutical industry so much money because he's against,
he's
against
pharmaceuticals. And then, yeah, the wording goes, and it's like with psychology. He said, if you let me just tell you what it was really about, if you let me just give me like 20 minutes to like really just tell you what it was about, you would say, no fucking way. No fucking way. I remember being like, I remember, like, the wording was, I was like, is that a good thing to be saying? Is that a bad thing to be saying?
Seth Rogen dodged a bullet with that one, and so many others, I hope, do the same. I see a lot of those people out here protesting every day. If you guys ever want me to go on the ground and do, like, a video or something where I, like, interview these people and ask, like, they're protesting every day. They're on, like, TikTok Live, like, you know, arguing. They have a lot to say. So I think I could go out there and, like, you know, make a cool video, like, kind of asking them, like, about it, because like I really think they're like heroic, like taking it to the streets, because it's really stopping people from like being recruited like on the street of like, you know, Walk of Fame, but also it's like just bringing more awareness. Like people are actually questioning, like, why are these people protesting? Oh, well, okay, well, now they know about this church and what they're doing is so wrong. So I want to hear what you guys think in the comments below, and I'll see you in next week's episode. Bye, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.